This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Say it.
Let's go, boys. Let's go.
Wow.
I'm so pumped. I'm like a dog that just came in from outside and has all got the zoomies.
You've got to never be in charge of pumping up a crowd. Like, never.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Or anything.
Come on, boys.
Hey, guys, let's do it.
Let's go, boys. Let's go.
I'm excited. You are?
Yes.
So am I.
Because this is New Year's Eve, but it feels like two New Year's Eves because you're out tomorrow. So I feel like this is our New Year's Eve.
This is our New Year's Eve.
And
that's
then
right.
Tomorrow is New Year's Eve with John Hancock. So for me, I feel like it's two holidays in a row.
And we are going to get drunk starting at noon. Right?
Noon. I thought we started with the show.
Oh.
Because that's what... Irish coffee, baby.
Is it Irish coffee?
Yep.
Good for you.
Oh!
314-436.
Let's go, boys!
70.
Well. I feel like, have you ever like taken your dog out to go to the bathroom and it's really cold, and the dog comes back in and he's got the zoomies? That's what I feel like. I was in Forest Park this morning. It was brisk. And I just feel so
You alive. You feel alive, don't you?
I feel that because that's what you taught me.
Yeah.
When it's really cold and you walk outside and it hits you, makes you feel alive.
That's exactly what it does. And this is normal. This is normal. 78 is not. 314-436-7900. Join us today by calling and texting. Leave voice messages on the Odyssey app. You can watch us. We are streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have a Twitter account, you know. It's called @ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
It's cold, but it's also flu season. It is ramping up. And we will talk today to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams. He'll be with us at 10 o'clock.
It's a virus war zone out there. It's not pretty.
It is.
And the St. Charles County judge. Remember the Elvis judge? Well, he has been removed.
Oh.
But not for the Elvis costume. Apparently, he was removed for talking politics in court.
Hey, Blues lost to the Sabres last night, 4-2.
Well, that was not great.
Rams lost last night. In case you're wondering about how the St. Louis Rams, or excuse me, the Los Angeles, formerly St. Louis Rams, are doing.
Yeah.
They'll be in the playoffs, but they did lose last night. So, Amy is correct. It is flu season. Everybody's dying right now. Mm. She has some variant called influenza.
No, I don't have it.
J or something?
I had it. No. This is very interesting. It is. Okay. Yeah. And we want to hear from you.
You said it's, have you ever heard of influenza K? And I went, no.
So 314-436-7900. This is your time. You know how you always want to tell people about, oh, I got sick. So a couple.
Amy's not really sick. She's not coming in here like a jackass with the flu.
So 2 weeks ago, the long story short, 2 weeks ago, I had extreme fatigue and malaise. And I tested negative for flu A and flu B, and I tested negative for COVID. And the urgent care lady said, you know what, Amy? She goes, I think you have flu C. She goes, we have all the symptoms. We don't test for it. Mm-hmm. There's no medicine for it. Some people have no symptoms. And so she said, you have flu C. The three main symptoms of flu C, headache, which I had, extreme fatigue, which I had. I mean, I slept for like 4 days, and malaise. No body aches, no fever, no congestion, no sore throat. I'm telling you, flu C is almost pleasant because you just get to stay home and sleep, and you actually get to enjoy watching movies. Because when you have body aches from the real flu, you feel like you're going to die.
And nothing is enjoyable.
Nothing's enjoyable.
Right.
So my sister-in-law got flu A. She got tested for flu A, and she told the urgent care, my sister-in-law, meaning me, has flu C. And the urgent care guy goes, oh my gosh, I forgot about flu C. He's like, and.
I know a couple of flu C's. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned this K.
Yep.
Okay.
Started in Asia. My friend.
So where is, D, E, F?
I think they skipped those.
Why would they skip those? Maybe those are in Europe.
I don't know. All I know is that by the time you get to Japan, it's flu K, the K variant.
All right.
And my, believe it or not, two friends, not related at all, they both went to Japan and both came home with flu K. And the flu K symptoms seemed very much like flu A and flu B, which I'm sure, you know, you might not be able to tell the difference. She was very ill. She's an adult. Gets flu K, comes home, has like a couple days feeling okay, and then gets strep throat. And I have had multiple friends who got sick, and there's like levels of sickness. One person got the flu and then COVID right after. Another person got the flu, two people got the flu and then strep. I don't remember this happening. I feel like I blame everything on COVID. I feel like COVID messed us all up forever.
Yeah.
Because she's like, who gets strep throat as an adult? And it was two adults.
I've had it. I have it in the last few years.
So anyway, I don't know if you guys have heard of the double up, like the back-to-back sickness. My sister had the flu and then COVID. And she missed Christmas.
Robert watching on YouTube says, K-shaped economy? Well, how about the K-shaped flu?
I know.
Because that's what we have now.
It is.
We have both of those now. One probably begets the other. Don't you think? You get one because of the other. And I think...
I don't know if this is a correlation causation.
Because
I think flu K, I'm pretty sure, doesn't care.
What about Circle K?
Circle K...
And Special K.
Oh, those are great points.
So right now...
What is it? Something's afoot at the Circle K?
That is strange things are afoot at the Circle K. You've seen Bill and Ted. I can't believe it.
Can I tell you the worst story? Sorry.
Another one?
One time I was dating this gentleman... And he was super fun. And so he would fall asleep all the time. And we were going to watch a movie. And we just somehow Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came
Great.
On. I am watching it by myself for an hour and a half. He falls asleep on the couch. Kind of like dads do. You know, you turn on a movie and your dad falls asleep. That's what he did.
Yeah.
And he wakes up with like 5 minutes left in the movie when they're doing the presentation. Sits up, oblivious to me, turns off the movie. He's like, do you want to go get something to eat? He turned off the end of the movie. Bill and Ted's, I'm like, what are you doing? I've been up watching this whole movie. You woke up 5 minutes to the end and just turned it off and said, let's go get something to eat.
The audacity of him.
Broke up with him right then. It was over.
That's a really weird thing. That is a strange behavior.
Isn't it weird?
To wake up.
Turn off the TV.
And he didn't look at you and see that you were watching it?
No.
That is a really odd
behavior. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. Yeah,
you didn't? Why don't you take a look, dummy?
Man.
Is anybody watching this? Let me look around the room. Oh, I'll just look to my left 90 degrees.
I think it's selfish. That's why I broke up.
That's really narcissistic. Right now, in case you're wondering, in the state of Missouri, we are at, in Illinois, it is minimal. We have a minimal amount of influenza, according to the CDC.
Okay.
In the state of Missouri... We are low to moderate.
Hey, that's pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. I did want to clarify. 314 said, I thought Amy said her doctor called her a floozy, not flu-C.
That's what I thought.
That I was a floozy.
You're really not, though, are you?
I can't even, like...
You know, maybe you'll do the second half that way. You never know, right?
You know, you could. I feel like the time to be the floozy is the first half.
Will this be your resolution?
To be a floozy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 2026.
To be a good time?
I mean, honestly, you kind of... The real question is, why start now?
I'm wearing my good time trousers, in case you were wondering.
Why would you start now? But also, why not?
No, it's a great point. I mean, I think
it's never a bad time to be fun.
It's never a bad time.
To start being fun.
Yeah. And I mean... I've always said, believe it or not, I think you should be 5% slutty most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just 5%, which is a very small percent.
Mom.
Not at work.
No, definitely.
Because like I'm wearing a turtleneck and a sweater and big trousers. There's nothing floozy about this. And it's all brown.
No, it is brown.
Yeah.
You look great, though. So good for you. You know, you're not dying. You don't have the flu anymore.
Mm-hmm.
From
I have flu C. Flu C is actually pleasant. It's almost pleasant.
If you are concerned about the flu, or even if you're not, just like the information, we are looking forward to talking to the former U.S. Surgeon General. That's a cool conversation to have. Jerome Adams will be on the show at 10 o'clock today. Loving it. Love talking to fun people like the former Surgeon General. Also, Joe Roderick will talk some sports with us. We'll get into some Cardinals, Mizzou, and all kinds of things. And right now, it's a big hit. Song Sung Blue is a movie about a Neil Diamond tribute band. And we've got a guest today who was in a Neil Diamond tribute band. So kind of curious to see what it's like being in a Neil Diamond tribute band right now with that movie out. We'll talk to David Jacobson, who's the lead singer of Neil Forever, which, by the way, coming to the factory very, very soon. That's all coming up today on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
It's almost 2026, friends, and New Year's Eve is tomorrow. We're calling this the Eve of the Eve. We didn't make that up. That's just kind of what people refer to it as.
It's a wonderful life.
It is.
Do you know? If I knew this, I forgot it.
Is it about Bert and Ernie?
Ernie were named after Bert and Ernie, and it's a wonderful life.
And in a Bert and Ernie or a Sesame Street episode, I think it was in the 90s. I think it was an episode in the 90s. Bert and Ernie are walking down the street.
Yes, I saw that.
And there's a TV on.
Yeah.
And it's playing the scene where they're referring to Bert and Ernie, and Bert and Ernie look at each other like, oh. And so, yeah, that's exactly where it came from.
Do you know what made me think of that?
No.
I
don't know what makes you think of anything, to be honest.
I think there's a color scheme over there that reminded me of Bert and Ernie, and I love the sweater.
Oh. Hold on a second.
Oh, thanks.
So, Amy.
It was a compliment until
Amy.
I love the sweater, but I was like, that color scheme looks familiar, right?
So
it's not bad. It's not bad. So, I like the sweater.
I didn't think about it until you just said it. But Amy has just pointed out that Matt Pajeski's sweater looks exactly like Ernie's sweater.
It does.
It's like orange and blue striped.
This was a gift from my mom.
It does. So
hold on.
Cute.
This year? You got it this year?
I got a couple days ago.
Oh, my God.
I complimented him once.
You've got to wear that Ernie sweater.
I complimented on him, and I thought, it does
so
remind
good.
Me of something. But then, and I wasn't going to say it, because I'm like, there's no way to say this and also, like, not make you feel bad.
True.
But then when you played It's a Wonderful Life, and I remembered again about Bert and Ernie.
It is. I mean, it's pretty close.
I see it. I won't deny
so
it.
So Pajeski is wearing a sweater with orange, navy, and yellow horizontal stripes. And that's exactly what Ernie wears.
Yeah.
You look like, who's wearing Bert's sweater? That's great.
Yeah. I thought it, but I was like, well, I don't want to say it because it is, it's a nice, you look nice. So I complimented you on it.
This is why you should watch this on the stream.
Now you can't unsee it.
You should watch us on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, find KMOX 1120. Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, you do look like Ernie.
Thank you.
I am so sorry that she saw that.
It's okay.
Because I'm never
How did you not see it?
I didn't think of it.
She built me up, then she broke me down.
Well, no, but it wasn't a breakdown. It felt like kismet. It felt like once you played It's a Wonderful Life, like that was like the universe saying, you should probably bring this up.
Oh, yes. Well done,
fault,
buddy.
Man.
That's a new sweater this year, you said?
Yeah.
Great job, Bob.
Maybe the last
I love
time
it.
I wear it, too.
No, I love it.
like Andrew's Charlie Brown t-shirt.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was talking
which he's
about,
not stopped wearing, by the way.
Oh, no. He loves the Charlie Brown t-shirt. I will say, regarding our previous conversation about how maybe I should be a floozy this year, you know, or be a good time. 314 says, nothing says floozy like trousers. Because I am wearing I have a lot of trousers, but these are my fun trousers, my good time trousers.
Yeah. A text message here says, so to me, this is directed at me, that I could go to the bathroom walls and write for a good time, call Amy, but I wouldn't. What I would write is, if you need a nap, call Amy.
You can read my book with me, American Covenant, about the philosophical and ideological foundations of the American Constitution by Yuval Levin. It's very good.
Okay.
Okay. Let's
we
get to
have
business.
Our question of the week that we want you to participate. We've told you about our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX. And every week we do a question of the week. And here it is, because we are approaching the new year and New Year's Eve, which is tomorrow. We would like to know, when will you fall asleep on New Year's Eve? And there are going to be four options. Will it be before 10 p.m., between 10 and midnight, immediately after midnight, after the ball drops, or I'm up all night partying, baby? Which one is it?
Cuff
we want to know.
Baby.
Cuff me. Go ahead and cuff me, baby. I would like to think that that's what was said to Sheriff Montgomery. All right, so there it is on our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX. When will you fall asleep on New Year's Eve? Before 10 p.m., between 10 and midnight, immediately after midnight, or you're up all night getting after it? So
getting after what?
It. It's a party night, baby.
Okay. I will probably fall asleep between 10 and 11.
See, I feel like if you make it past 10 o'clock, just stay up till 12.
No, it's not the same. Like last night, I went to bed at 10:30.
All right.
10:30 feels totally different than midnight, especially on a work night, right? If you fall asleep by 10:30, you are a different person than if you fall asleep at midnight. An hour and a half is
okay,
no joke.
But it's a special night. It's not like...
But is it?
Yeah. I think it's a cool thing to be up. As the calendar flips, just from 2025 to 26.
I guess this is a terrible way for me to start my new year being a good time, but I just find New Year's tedious and trite, and I would rather just go to bed and wake up early.
Well, aren't
and run,
you too good?
Have a coffee.
You really are. You're just too good for everybody else.
Too
like,
good
oh,
of a time?
You're going to be out with the commoners after midnight partying on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Tryhards.
Yeah.
Bunch of tryhards.
But I will agree with you on this. I do think that most New Year's Eve plans end up being less exciting or fulfilling than you think they're going to be. And it's just because of the buildup. I mean, you can really have a fun New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out and you can... You know, do the bar thing or do a dinner thing or do a combination of all of it. Have a party at a friend's house or, you know, whatever you decide to do. And there are times where it is like it lives up to it. It's a lot of fun. And in fact, I think thinking back, I think some of my best New Year's Eves were in college at, you know, apartment parties. Those were probably some of the most fun. But a lot of times, because you're paying so much money and maybe you get a hotel.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And you do the package, and then you have the bar package thing, and they only have one bartender working on purpose so that you can't get a drink. And it's just like too many people, too much money. By the end of the night, it's a disappointment. I think that has been the case most of the time for me in my adult life.
I feel like New Year's, and I've always felt this way, even as a kid, it's depressing to me. And it could be how I view it because I find New Year's Eve feels more like an ending than a beginning. And maybe people who view it like, this is the beginning of the new year. This is so exciting. Where I feel like it's my favorite season coming to a close. And Christmas is over. And now it's just cleanup of holiday stuff and trees and lights. And like, you don't have any holiday parties to look forward to. Everything's over. And I feel like it's an ending. And it feels more sad to me than it does exciting.
And that makes a lot of sense. And I see it both ways. I do see it as, hey, this is the last big party of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, the season is over. To me, that part hits me when I turn on 102.5 and it's just back to Amy Grant.
They do it the next day.
Yeah, they do it at midnight, I think.
On Christmas, on midnight, which is a little too early. I actually have a bone to pick with
that. We need to talk to them about that. Extend it to like 5 a.m. or something.
Because if you are, there's a good chance you're still up at midnight on Christmas with your family.
Right.
And you're listening to 102.5, the Christmas station, and the next thing you know,
it's Cheap Trick.
Phil Collins and Cheap Trick. Come on,
Come on.
You've got a whole bunch of holiday complaints.
That's a great point.
Well, and in fact,
That's always bothered me.
That's right. We have more of those for you because why not finish 2025 with just a massive amount of complaints? And that's what we're going to give you when we come back. And you can participate with us. What is your holiday complaint? Because I have one that's not really about New Year's Eve. It's more about Christmas. Mm. And it occurred to me last night when I was thinking about it. So I'm going to tell you what that is. Amy will give you some of hers. Tell us what yours are. 314-436-7900. Leave a message on the Odyssey app if you want to tell us what your holiday complaints are. Let us know. Chris and Amy show on KMOX.
What's that?
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Yeah, we know Festivus was December 23rd, and we did celebrate that. Mm-hmm. But we decided anyway, because it is the end of the year, and we are approaching 2026, why not have your holiday season complaints? It doesn't have to be about Christmas. It could be about New Year's. And really, Festivus complaints are just about anything in general. But we want to know what your complaints are about the holidays, this holiday season specifically. Whatever it is, Christmas, New Year's Eve, if you celebrate the Serbian Orthodox New Year on January 14th, whatever it is.
Did your family do that?
Yeah, but my grandpa did, so
we
would have like dinner and stuff.
That's kind of cool.
Whatever it is, Boxing Day. Wasn't that a couple of days ago, the 26th?
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas. Yeah.
So whatever your holiday complaints are, let us know what those are, 314-436-7900, or drop us a voice message on the Odyssey app. So here's one that did not occur to me until last night.
Okay.
And I don't know why it hit me last night. I was just thinking about it. We had Christmas at my uncle's house. It's always fun. You know, they cook great. It's always a good time. Mm-hmm. But we're there for, I don't know, an hour or something in one of the family room. And then we hanging out in the kitchen. And then it's time for presents. We're going to do the gift exchange. So we go sit in the living room, and I'm sitting on the couch next to my cousin, and he goes, "Hey, look at that over there." And he points to the tree, and then where all the presents are.
Yeah.
It's just, and I'm not kidding you when I tell you, it's just one long row of gift bags. Not a single wrapped present. Not a single gift in wrapping where people get to tear it open. It's just gift bag, gift bag, gift bag, gift bag, gift bag.
That's so sad.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
And so
I have
to
tell
you to wrap all your presents.
Nope. I'm a gigantic hypocrite because that's what I do with my gifts too.
Rush.
Drop them in a gift bag.
No.
So the only solution is to legislate it. There's nothing we could do because we're too lazy as a people. We're not going to change. We're not going to start wrapping presents again with actual traditional paper, which is infinitely more enjoyable. I mean, yeah, there's a cleanup, but big deal. Walk around and pick up the paper, put it in a bag, and you're fine. We have to legislate it out.
We can't.
No more gift bags.
Big
ever
bag.
Again.
There's too much money in big
bag. No
bags.
More gift bags.
There's too much money in
outlawed.
Big bag. And
Hallmark is no longer allowed to sell them. Target is no longer allowed to sell them. Walgreens, I don't care. No more gift bags. Paper only. Because it is just, I mean, it's, you know what I mean? You know, you just see a row of bags.
You're relying on other people to make up for your insufficiency.
Right, right. And I'm a hypocrite. I know that. So that's why it has to be outlawed.
Democrats, Republicans, they all get money from big bag. Well, I don't think there's an appetite in Congress.
Well, where is the money from
big wrapping
paper?
Yeah.
They need to be in Congress lobbying to outlaw
the
gift
bags. To be honest,
bags.
I think they're in cahoots with Big Bag. I think they're the same colluded. Company. Yeah, I do. I think I think it's collusion.
It's so anticlimactic. It's just like it's like bringing home a bag of groceries and just pulling everything out.
So,
you know, I hate it. It's not fun.
I was tempted because I was late in wrapping my gifts. So I woke up extra early on Christmas morning and I packed my suitcase and I went to my country home, aka my parents' house, and I got up extra early and I wrapped all the presents in actual wrapping paper. Not only that, but my mom has, there is a aesthetic rule when it comes to the wrapping paper under the tree at the Mark Scores house, and it has to coordinate. And we do reuse our ribbon. I think we've had some of this ribbon for 10 years. My mom would buy like cloth ribbon, really nice cloth ribbon, embroidered ribbon. So we do save all the ribbon year after year, which is nice because you don't have to buy that. But and then you just like literally tie bows with it. So we use cloth ribbon, very green, very environmentally friendly to reuse the ribbon every year. And I wrapped all the gifts because I can't contribute to the problem. I can't be a bag lady in that part of my life. And there were two bags. One was wine. A holiday wine bag for my dad. Yeah. Everything else was wrapped. And then I put some jars in a bag. But other than that, no bags.
Yeah, it's anticlimactic. I mean, when you give a gift to somebody or you receive one, there's a pleasure that comes out of ripping the paper open.
Yeah.
And just seeing what's inside.
There's pleasure in
reaching down into a bag and pushing aside the tissue paper and looking, it's not as fun. It's not even close to being as fun.
So that is a great complaint, as well as 102.5 stopping their Christmas music at midnight on Christmas.
Come on, KZK, get it together.
That is not very Christmassy. That's Grinchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's very Grinchy. Matt, what was your complaint?
Oh, gosh.
Is it that sweater you're wearing?
No.
Ernie?
Not until today. It wasn't.
He was like, I really like this sweater.
I like it too.
And now he can never wear it again.
Around you, at least.
In case you missed it, Matt Pajeski is wearing a sweater that makes him look like Ernie from Sesame Street.
It's cute. It's
you can see it on YouTube.
It's adorable.
Watch the show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, and you can see the sweater we're talking about.
Thanks. Well, my complaint is that this year, I pitched in to, you know, for some gifts, of course. I'm not the greatest gift wrapper, though, so I will let my mom or my sister do the gift wrapping for the gifts, obviously. So I'll pitch in some money for the gifts. And then when the gifts are opened on Christmas Eve, the gift that I paid for will have a tag on it that says to so-and-so from Santa or from the Pajeski family or something like that. And I'm thinking, I spent the money. It sounds so narcissistic, like I want the credit for it. It's about me. Like I really don't care as long as the person's happy with the gift. I get it. But from Santa, like, hey, I worked hard for the paycheck to get that money to buy that gift, and it says from Santa. Santa didn't do anything.
Wait, who's writing Santa on the tag?
Whoever did the gift wrapping, somebody in my family did. So I learned my lesson is that I just need to buy the gifts myself. Wrap them myself.
Put
the tag on myself. I need to see that gift from the store to the person's hands that I'm giving it to. It needs to be in my hands.
What's the audacity of the person putting Santa? That's impersonating a public official.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do that.
Yeah. And
who
my,
is
you know,
that?
We're all old enough. You know, we know what's going on.
Is it your entire family? Or is it one person?
What do you mean?
Like, who's doing that? Is it your mom?
I think it's one person. I don't know.
Is it mom? Is it dad?
No, not my dad.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it, though.
Yeah, you find out who it is because I think it's almost criminal.
Yeah.
Because buying a gift it's not for the person you get the gift for. It's for your own enjoyment.
It is.
It's like, I want you to know I got this for you.
Yeah.
You to know that I thought of this and I thought you would like it. And I want you to praise me for how great of a gift one that I've given you is.
The problem with that, too, is we get into, there's like competitive gift giving.
Yeah.
And I can't compete with my sister. I'll try really hard to think of a gift and like maybe it's how do you buy your dad a gift? If he needs it, he buys it. He doesn't, it's not like he wants all of this stuff. He goes like, oh, I hope I get this for Christmas. Like it's really hard to shop for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to find something that he might like. He loves, you know, tools and working outside. And I put a lot of thought into it. So I give him, you know, these tool-based gifts. And then my sister will show up And my dad will unwrap it and be like, oh, what is this? And she goes, well, I hand painted and sketched this picture of your favorite baseball player when you were a little boy, Kenny Boyer. And it's this incredible, I'm not even joking, this is real. It is a sketch of like Kenny Boyer. And the frame, I planted that tree 30 years ago and I grew the tree and then I cut off the branches and I made the frame out of the branches. I can't compete with that. I got my dad a tool pen, which is like a ruler and a flashlight at the same time.
He's just compete with that. He's just happy you thought of him.
That Kenny Boyer picture is in my dad's office, and everyone's like, oh,
where's
wow.
Where's that pen, though? Probably lost it.
I also got him a knit hat with a flashlight built in. So
that's great.
I think it's so great.
So he doesn't get lost out in that giant yard.
They live in the woods. They have a big yard, and he's got to go out into his shack, because, you know, every house out in the country has a shack, and, like, it's cold out. So you put the hat on, and you press the button, and it's like a miner's hat, and the light goes on. I thought, this is so thoughtful. This is so great. And he's like, oh, that's nice. Oh, the Kenny Boyer picture. And you planted the tree, and you grew the tree and made the frame. I was like, I'm going to, if you're not going to use that hat, I'm going to take it back. That's
all you're
what
saying
I said.
Is you just need to be better at gift giving.
I'm not good at it. I can't compete with that.
That's okay. Text message here says, my wife started wrapping packages at 9 o'clock Christmas Eve. And did not finish until 3:34 in the morning. I am all for the bags with paper in it. Well, how about you help your wife, and that way you can get done well before 3:30 or 4 in the morning. Maybe help her wrap the gifts.
That it took his wife so long.
Yeah. It's like, why is this taking you so long? Come to bed.
And you're going to be crabby tomorrow because you didn't get any sleep.
Well, maybe if you just help her. She would have been done sooner.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
See, why use gift... Oh, wait. When you use gift bags, you recycle. Otherwise, you could fold up the wrapping paper, I guess. I mean, that's true. The wrapping paper we do toss, but we do recycle all the boxes because my mom bought... You can see I'm leaning heavily on my mom here. I have no domestic skills, but she bought... good, sturdy, like actual boxes.
Yeah.
And so we can reuse the boxes every year and reuse the ribbon every year. The paper does get tossed.
Another message here says, I wrap presents before putting them into gift bags and it drives my wife crazy. Look, I feel like he's making up for all the other lazy people. That's great. You get to do two different things. You get to look into the bag, pull out a gift, and then open the gift. I love that. So thank you for doing some great work.
So this one is, call me OCD, but I will at least attempt to remove the wrapping paper without tearing it.
So they can reuse it?
I don't know, but that bothers me because it takes so long. Oh, I'm like, just because my grandma would do that. And I would say, grandma, just rip it!
And this is an astute listener to the show who has texted in. It says, Amy, your sister may be overly concerned with impressing others. So she's not doing it for herself. She's doing it for her.
You would think that with anyone else. The problem is, unfortunately, my sister is the nicest person in the world. This is what I always say about my sister.
I think it's performative niceness.
No, you know me, right? Hardcore conservative. I'm a fiscal conservative. Free market. If everyone were like my sister Emily, socialism would work. Like, really. It would. Because she'd be like, oh, let's all share. Oh, let's do this. She's just way too nice. I'm the reason we have capitalism. Selfish. You know, she's so kind. She would, and I've always said this. I've said this since we were little. She's just very nice. It's just really hard.
What happened to you?
I think I made up for it. Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm the older one because I would like boss her around.
That sounds right. Amy Marks, Cora's Chris Ranji. Tell us what your holiday complaint is. Doesn't have to be about New Year's. It could be about the entire season. Whatever it is. 314-436-7900. Drop a voice message right on the Odyssey app. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ranj, did you happen to see the national anthem at the New York Islanders game several days ago?
I did not. No.
And it sounds random.
Okay.
But you might have. And here's why. A 104-year-old World War II veteran played the national anthem on the saxophone before the game.
How old did you say he was?
104. Oh, Staff wow. Sergeant Dominic Critelli. He played at UBS Arena on Saturday before the Islanders played the Rangers. And I kind of think for this, New York is the best play to do it because New Yorkers can just be so raucously patriotic and proud, whether it's of their city, of the United States. So after he finished playing the national anthem, the crowd broke out into USA chants, and it was really cute.
That's pretty cool.
And he held that last note for a long time, which is pretty impressive for 104 years old. And he had his World War II veteran hat on, and he had an Islanders jersey on. It was so cute. It was really special.
It's pretty amazing if you think about it, because there were a little over 16 million Americans who are World War II veterans or were World War II veterans, and there's something less than 50,000 of them still alive.
So I have heard different numbers from 100
it's really
to 200
hard to keep,
a day that
yeah,
die.
It's really hard to keep track.
Yeah. But when I was a kid, whenever you would see a veteran, maybe wearing a hat or a jacket, it was always a World War II veteran. My papa was a World War II veteran. The occasional Korea, but really World War II. Now, when they honor a lot of veterans at games, whether it's the baseball game or the hockey game, or you see a hat, it's a lot of Vietnam. You've noticed that we're losing World War II veterans.
This is not a great story. Maybe you, and I know you know the story.
You're always
well, this
terrible.
One's not, this is not my fault. You remember the business owner, Ismael Sandoval, who had the restaurant over on the Illinois side of the river. And there were some court proceedings that were going on trying to prevent his deportation. He had done nothing wrong here other than he was an illegal immigrant, according to our standards, and he was a business owner. He was contributing to his community, and they were going through a legal process trying to make sure he did not get deported. Well, all of that has failed, and it has been decided he is going to be deported back to Mexico. He's got a couple of young daughters here. He's 41. It's sad. I mean, and people came out from that community to support him because he's owned this restaurant. He's been a part of the community. People go to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. They obviously like him. And now this is happening. It's just really sad.
Yeah,
these are not the kind of people if we're going to deport folks for being illegal, let's deport the people who are harming others. He has not harmed anybody. In fact, he's done the opposite. He's been contributing. It's just really sad and sick.
It is. And I think it's really frustrating because I know people say, well, he was here illegally.
Who cares?
Well,
I just don't care. I get that. And you should go through the process. But our process is so cumbersome and ridiculous. And people are going through it for 20 years.
Well, and it's not
thinking they're doing it the right way, too.
Yeah. It's not even that fact that it's tedious. A lot of things are tedious. And a lot of my friends have become U.S. citizens through a cumbersome, tedious process. The problem is when we talk about our border policy, it wasn't that we had such a bad border policy. It's that we had no border policy. And there was a lot of confusion, not just from administration to administration, but a lot of confusion in other countries, a lot of confusion at the border itself. Policies would change, like I said, with each administration, who gets to stay, who doesn't. And so you do have to have an element of mercy and understanding for people who came here illegally, but then established themselves as breadwinners, as contributing members of society, as business owners. And that's why when we look at the issue here with immigration, illegal immigration, I have no problem with cracking down on the border itself, like
sure,
making sure,
sure
that, hey,
absolutely,
we need to close it for a while or whatever we need to do.
Should have passed that bipartisan
border
bill.
We need to do to close it and get control at the border. And then also the worst first, right? These, you know, criminals, like you said, illegal immigrants who are harming others. Worst first, that's what it's supposed to be. But you have to have an element of mercy and understanding when you look at someone's track record and go, okay, they crossed illegally. That was the crime. But other than that, for the past 10, 15, 20 years, they have established themselves. They have created businesses. They have been contributing members of society. They've contributed to the economy. They've paid taxes. They have a family now. Those people need to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis with understanding and with mercy, because we Americans created a lot of that mess.
That's right. We absolutely did. And we had a bipartisan border bill last year that we could have passed. Wouldn't have been perfect, but it would have been a big step in the right direction. And our current president, running for president at the time, told Republicans to kill it so that he could run on it. It's just that simple. That's the fact. And it's too bad, because I don't think many of those people are really serious about fixing the border. I think they just want to use it. And here we are. And that poor guy who's got two young daughters who are American daughters, he's got to figure out what to do with them. And he's afraid of going back because cartels are oftentimes targeting recently deported people who were in the United States and have gone back because the assumption is they have money. We can go after them and extort them. So he's afraid for his life, obviously. It's just a really sad, awful, tragic situation. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Hour two is next. We're going to talk to the former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Jerome Adams. He'll be with us next on KMOX.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.